Blog Talk Radio.
What's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. When comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half names are fog like Shad drop bomb. Info type triple dub, Western World, ONE.com. The Shad drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's, Western World, ONE.com.
It's a thin and slide, and it's live.
WestonWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, people? What's going on? It's your boy. It's Dennis Live, man. Man, we in the building, man. Man, the weather in Chicago is horrible, man. I can just hear it, man. The rain hitting on the pane, man. It's just like crazy. So guess what? That means y'all gonna be rocking with me. That's what's up with it, man. Hey, man, look, man, today, man, we got a good show, man. This show here, man, people, look, all I can just say is this, man, 347-838-9106. You know, man, first we'll get it to the top of it. Pain versus pleasure. It is for the first hour. We're going to rock this for the first hour, man. Are you still in love with your ex that stole your heart? If so, why? Man, most people that hold... Let me start over. If you still in love with your ex that stole your heart, if so, why? Most people hold on to the pain more than they hold on to their pleasures. Wow. To fulfill the memories that will not help you see past the good things that you have in... That are blinded by you. So basically what it's saying is this. You probably have some good things that was in front of you, but you just so blinded because you still fulfilling that pain that you can't let go. It ain't that you can't let go, you won't let it go. I just want to know why. You know what I'm saying? I want to know why, you know, people hold on to pain versus pleasure to try to fulfill something that it's pretty much a dead end or a dead zone. Or maybe you probably will still be with that person. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, man, call in, man, 347-838-9106, man. Today's, man, for the first hour, that's what we're going to talk about, man. And I'm going to read it again, man, because I know I've been messing up. I'm going to read it one more time. Are you still in love with the ex that stole your heart? That's the question. If so, why? Most people that hold on to pain, well, most people hold on to pain more than they hold on to pleasure to fulfill the memories that will not help you see past the good things that you are blinded by. So meaning that the pain that you have, you know what I'm saying, you fulfilling those memories and it won't help you see past the good things that you have in front of you. I'm not saying like it could be another man, another woman. I'm just saying anything. You know, you probably got a good job or something, but you're so scorned that you ain't even, you know, happy about that job or just anything. You probably, you know, your kids probably make you happy, but you just so unhappy with the memories of what that person did to you that you so, you just so, I want to say anal about being in that relationship or, you know, your heart got stolen. All right? So that's what we're going to do, man. I want y'all to call in, man. Check it out, man. We're going to go into something, man. Man, we got a good show, man. That's for the first hour, man. In the second hour, we're going to get into something that's a little bit bigger. All right? We're going to go some Usher, man, so we can get it back. I'm going to go ahead and grab me some of the drip. We're going to come back and we're going to do our thing. All right, let's go.
It's all. Anytime Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
What's up? This your boy Dennis Live. And I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite service. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you will be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out. Let me out.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Okay, man, we back in the building, man. We back in the building. Man, y'all just don't know, man. I'm so happy, man. I'm just happy just to be happy. You know what I'm saying? Most people can't even just do the simplest thing as that is to be happy. Shut up. Like, you, it's so simple. All you gotta do is just smile and just say, I'm not gonna let nothing get to me. The whole motto is, don't control nothing that you can't control. That's all you gotta do. I don't care what it is. If you don't have no control over it, let it go. Period. Anyway, all right, that's my little philosophy for today. All right, anyway, call in, man, 347-838-9106. People was calling in. They calling in. They tuning in. They sending me text messages showing me love. Don't you know, man, we are at 23,000 listeners now, man. 23,000 listeners right now. Man. That's deep. You know what I'm saying? Just to be on the internet. That's a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no radio show. You tune in to the radio, man. We got our own Western World 1 network. And we doing our thing. We got people, voices that's being heard. That, I mean, like, I don't even know how to even explain it. I can't even explain it. But anyway, let's go to this. Today's topic, man, is pain versus pleasure. The first topic of the hour is this. Are you still in love with that ex that stole your heart? If so, why? Most people hold on to pain more than pleasure to fulfill the memories that will not help you see past the good things that you are blinded by. And I'm going to read it one more time, man. Are you still in love with that ex that stole your heart? If so, why? Most people hold on to the pain more than they hold on to the pleasure to fulfill the memories that when I help you see past the good things that you are blinded by. And I'm not saying like good things as in to your man. The good things can be anything, your kids, a brand new job, a car, anything. You know what I'm saying? Just something that's good. And you so blinded by it because you so scorned by what this person did to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy, man. I don't even know how to even explain it, man. I There's so many people here out there in this world that are so scorned right now, man, by the love that they had, that they can't even move forward to either a better relationship with God, a better relationship just to be a better person. That's hard. You know what I'm saying? How could you not let go of something that let go of you? That's pain versus pleasure. Maybe the pleasure was so good that you feel like, you know, you probably ain't gonna never get it from nobody else. I don't know. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts? I just need to know, people. You know what I'm saying? Because I know once my panel come in, man, we gone. Man, it's going to be hard to take calls, so I'm giving y'all a chance and opportunity to call now. Y'all want to call in, man. I'm telling you, that's your loss. Well, anyway, and then we got another part of the show, man, where we're going to be talking about, you know, our black people, man. You know I got to go in on the black people, man. Sorry. Got to. Man, I don't know what to tell you, man. Well, I guess, man, I tell you what, man, this is what we're going to do. Just to get it off, I'm going to go ahead and do it like this. LB.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, big dog? How you feeling today, man?
I'm doing all right. God is good. God is good.
Right, man. Right, man. Now I got to show you some love, man. Dude.
What's up?
Did you hear the topic, man, for the day, man?
Yeah, are you still in love with your ex?
Pain versus pleasure, B. Ooh, you want to read it to you again? Are you good?
I'm good. So
okay.
Now I need you to clarify a little bit more for me. As far as when you say pain versus pleasure, clarify a little bit more for me.
Okay, pain. All right.
Okay.
To help you not see past something, some people try to fulfill themselves with that pain so they can't get forward, meaning that they won't let go. Whatever that hurtful feeling that person did to you, they're going to always hold on to that, and there's going to be a grudge, and the grudge is going to turn into a scorn. And it won't allow you to move forward because you're going to always feel like that person got the best of you. Now, pleasure, meaning that whatever that person did to you to make you feel that way, to have that big stronghold over you, they had to be the bomb. The pleasure had to be, like, too extreme to where he had to be better than life. You know what I'm saying? Better than breathing.
Okay.
For that person to do that. You pretty much get me now?
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, the old me, the younger me, was one of those fools that could not let go that whatever the woman had over on me was so powerful, so hypnotic that no matter what she did, I was just blind and oblivious to anything that was going on. I had a girl that I was just in love with. Oh, I love Naomi. I mean, I just love Naomi. And no matter how much, you know, her name was Naomi. And no matter how much BS she had put me through, I couldn't see past. But as I am a grown man now, I look at it as you got to be absolutely fooled to let anybody have that type of control over you. Because understand this, that's what it really boils down to. That person has full control over you. And I never wanted to have let anyone have that much control over me. I love me for me. So I would rather let it go and somebody have that much control over
me.
Understand the reason why a lot of people do go through those turmoils is because they may love another person more so than they love themselves. That's why they let that person go through it. Pain and pleasure. Example. I turn up beat this shit out of anime. That was the pain. The pleasure part of it, he came through with gifts. He bought a house. She was rocking furs. She was taking trips. She had the light. But was her pain, was pain worth all of that pleasure? We said one time, and I'll say this again, one thing that you cannot buy is a peace of mind. You got to have a peace of mind. You don't have a peace of mind, I don't care how much money you have, where all you've been, what all you've acquired. If you don't have a peace of mind, all of that means nothing. So, in so many ways, you're in your own, you're in your own pain.
Wow. Well, look, tell me a little bit about this Naomi, man. How did you fall into that tax? You don't got to give me like the, you know, say you can give me the big. If you want to tell me the story, no, you can.
No, I think how I feel, because I had desired something so much more. I was, how can I say this? Naomi was, I desired Naomi because she was beauty. It was what I thought that I should have had in my life. Naomi was one of them girls that when you walked into the club and you had her on your arm, you was that dude. She made you look better than what you actually were. It wasn't what she did, it was what she appeared to provide for you. See, some women, and this is honest, but it's true, some women, they look so good. This is different. This was told to me at one point in time. Difference between an ugly guy and a pretty guy. Pretty boys ain't got to do nothing. That's why he go out here, cheat, do all what he got to do, this, that, the other. Because who wants an ugly dude? Nobody want an ugly dude. Everybody wants a pretty boy. So a lot of times people allow their prettiness to get away with a lot more. But the ugly dude, he goes above and beyond for affection. Like the pretty boy, he ain't going to open your door. But the ugly dude, he will.
The
pretty boy ain't going to help you put on your coat. He ain't going to pull the chair out. But the ugly dude, he going to do that. But you don't want to be seen with the ugly dude, because your girlfriend asks you, man, you with him? The ugly dude may come through and lay hard, but that pretty dude, he alright. But you know, he ain't gonna go through no extras because he feel he ain't got to. Because he got a pick of women. He got an array of women. So basically, that's the dilemma when you go through pain and pleasure, because you put up with a lot of pain just to receive a mere pleasure. But it boils down to, if you don't love yourself, you're going to put up with a whole lot of shit. A lot of bullshit, unnecessary bullshit, too.
So you think that...
So I think at the time, and I can be honest, and this is a lot of people don't look at it like this. At the time, I love money. I love the status. Do I love me? No, I ain't love me. I love the status. I love the status of getting money, driving nice cars. I love that status. I love that line, like when you walk in, everybody shaking your hand. Yeah, that's the dude right there. You post up in the club, ain't nobody gonna fuck with you. You know, I love that lifestyle. I fell in love with the lifestyle. The lifestyle of no matter what I did to get it, I got it. I love that lifestyle. But did I really love me? No, because I really didn't love what I was doing. I knew my mama didn't approve of what I was doing, but I did it anyway. So when I loved the lifestyle came along with certain traps. And those are the traps. That's one of the traps right there. The trap was,
wow,
a woman trapped me. And I didn't know how to get out of it because I wanted this. It was not what I needed, but it was what I wanted.
So that's where the pain and the pleasure kind of pretty much takes this toll?
Exactly.
Okay.
The pain and the pleasure kind of took its toll.
So do you think that this kind of like, if you don't let that go, it can kind of make you kind of stalkerish or something? Or can it hurt and damage to you?
Depending on the mental capacity that a person is in, yeah. Depending on the mental capacity that person is in. See, this is where conversation comes in good at. Because if you don't have a good conversation with the person, then you could be potentially talking to a stalker, which eventually creates pain. So a good conversation where you start to talk about a little bit of everything and just start hitting them with, man, let's talk about some religion, politics, science, current events, what do you think about cars, horses, you know, have you traveled here, if it was anywhere you wanted to travel to, you know, where would you like to go, but what is it about that place that intrigues you so much? You know, these things start to break down because if they give surface answers, they not only the surface person. So you would avoid it, a lifetime of bullshit things, because you're dealing with a surface value person. They have nothing in depth. They don't want to go anywhere. They really don't want to do anything. They want to go get tattoos, go to the club, get some more tattoos, get drunk, get some more tattoos, you know. This is their life. And it's like, damn, when is enough enough? I don't want to read you when I go to bed. I don't want to have to sit down and try to read you, read everything on your body. Are you serious?
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
I don't know if when you ask that question, are you trying to get people to avoid the lifetime of pain? If you're trying to get the people to avoid the lifetime of pain, it's certain telltale signs. Because the blood... You could, I mean, I know I can find pleasure in a little bit of everything. I can find pleasure in some rain.
Okay. So let me ask you this then.
What I'm trying to do is, a lot of people that go through trying not to let go of their past, it hurts their future really bad. And a lot of people, when you ask people this question, they always say, I don't know. I don't know why I can't let go. I don't know what it is. But the whole thing is, why don't you just try to do it? See, it sounds easier said than done. You know what I mean? And it's kind of good that we both went through this type of situation here. So that way...
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of talk about it, and it's more so you can practice what you preach. You know what I'm saying? You live that life. You know about it. It's not nothing to where you can just get on and say, hi, yeah, just let it go and don't worry about it tomorrow. Nah. What is it that you give to these people? Go ahead.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, and I hate to be like this, but this sums it up for me. I understand in this world that we're made up in, we have more followers than the leaders. So if somebody gives me an answer, if they don't know why they're doing something, truly because they weren't taught to think for themselves. And this is to be honest. They weren't taught to be thinkers. They were taught to be doers. They're programmed to not think. So they can't give you an answer of why they do what they do. Why I can't let this person go? Because you ain't gave it that much thought. You're caught up in the physical world instead of the spiritual world. You're caught up in just that world. And the sad thing of it is that's what it is. You haven't thought, you haven't really gave it that thought, because if you gave so much of yourself and didn't receive anything back from that person, that's called an investment when you gave. And if you didn't receive anything back, that was a bad investment. So when you talk to look at these telltale signs of what I've given, people hate to be told, I gave you this, I gave you that. Why do you hate to be told that? I just want to really know, why do you hate to be told that I gave you something?
Right, right.
At the end of the day, did I not give it to you? Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the truth. But you want to take it out on me. The truth of the matter is, I did give it to you. Was I expecting something in return? You bet your ass I was expecting something in return. It may not have been at the same market value, but I was expecting something. I'm sitting back waiting. Hello? A meal? A trip to the movies? Something. Now, if you thought you gave me some good sex and that was a good trade-off, use food, because I don't buy into that game. You wanted this dick, I wanted the pussy, this it, that's all.
Right.
You knew this, that's it, that's all. We both got fair exchange. And I'm going to ask you, at the end of this fiasco, did you come? I'm going to ask you, did you come with you? Feel good? Oh, okay. Because I want to make sure that I made you feel good, because I felt good in this process. Now, if I didn't feel good, I ain't going to ask you that question, because I ain't feel good. Because I'm going to receive just as much good pleasure as you see. So I'm going to go above and beyond. I would talk about old timer. Give. Make her feel good. I'm talking about make her feel good from top to bottom. Nothing is off limits when it comes to pleasing a woman. But at the end of the day, I'm going to ask you that. I'm not paying for this. I'm not about to buy you no new fur coat. I ain't about to buy you no car. I ain't about tricks. And no sirree. That's the pain in my heart of spending money on you. Now, if I felt like if I'm at the mall and I said, man, you know, shorty, nice conversation, the head game is good, the everything, the spiritual world is good, we can communicate, then yeah, I do that. Because I know I get that back. But if I don't, no sirree. You have to give something more to the game to me than that. And the first thing I ask any woman is, do you cook? Because I don't cook. Do you cook? She tell me, no, well, you know, maybe two spices a week, or, oh, then we ain't the person. I ain't the person for you. I'm an older seasoned gentleman. I got to eat healthy. I can't eat, cause I can eat fast food by myself, so, you know. I go to Popeyes, I go all that by myself. I don't need nobody to sit at no table to eat no KFC. Some processed vegetable food. No, I don't need that.
Well,
so,
look, man, we're going to take we're gonna play a quick song, man, and we're going to come back and get right at it, man. All
right, that's what's up.
All right, boy. Let's go. All right. Hey, this song right here, man, is probably a song that probably had touched some of these people, man. Check it out.
Thing. So don't you call me talking that wanes and pose, no, really. I'm on my fuck that bitch shit. You used to be the shit, but now you ain't shit, bitch. I had a red bone, but she be tripping though. All that bullshit is for the birds, she was pigeon toe. She used to always say, fuck my niggas. And when I went to jail, she fucked my niggas. Well, I guess I'm single for the night. And you can sit right on my middle finger for the night. And if I sound mad, then you caught me. But this should explain that you're the one that taught me how to hate a bitch
that owe you everything.
Hey.
At least a wedding ring, moving on to better things.
Hey.
So don't you call me talking about some other fool. I'm not good enough for you. I thought that we were doomed.
Coconuts and rock, forgive and forget, bitch, I already forgot. I'm over the bitch, and she over the top. They say love is the key, somebody change the lock, well. And I wish I never met you, and I heard you doing you, and you heard I'm doing better. All I had to do was put two and two together, but that just makes four, but not forever, damn. So much for being the perfect couple, I put in overtime. I was working doubles. I wish you the best. Good luck, boo. Weezy F. For fuck you.
No, ain't nothing going on. Girl, I'm moving on. Take your ass home. Get away from here. Girl, I'm so glad you're gone. This is the last song. I'm ready for you. Now I see how you can be. I don't want you around me. All you down me, girl. How many years I tried to get you? Don't even take my phone when it hits you. Cause girl, you're the
one
to hit me. Owe you everything. At least a wedding ring. Moving on to better things.
Hey.
So don't you talk me talking about the mother fool. I'm not good enough for you. I thought that we were doomed for.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westonworldone.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that, too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do.
Let's
go.
Let's go.
All right, people, we back in the building. Hey, if you want to call in, you want to talk to the host or LB, the number here is 347-838-9106. Man, we pretty much almost done with this this first hour. We got about 19 minutes. Talking about pain versus pleasure. And give me your something on that again, LB. Give me a solution for it.
A solution to not finding more pleasure and not finding pain as much. A solution to it is actually try to, you know, that's a good question. I mean, I'm normally not lost for words. I'm trying to think about how my transition and my crossover. I think in the process of my hunger for to be a better man, in the process, I always try to involve myself around better people. So I give you an example. When before any of the guys knew me, you know, my circle of friends who I know now, and it's very small, you know that. I came from standing out there, standing on the corner, trying to get bread, to coming into a club world, still trying to get bread. But my mentality was always, I want to be better, I want to be better, I want to be around better people. So as I started to be around better people, if I seen that you were spoon feeding me stuff and you weren't trying to give me the big food, the big pot and the pan and say, hey, there's your own pot and pan, you can go cook this food yourself. If I seen that you weren't trying to do that for me, I left you alone. And I maneuvered my way that way through life like that. I somewhat picked up the traits from my father. My father had a best friend named Melvin Pratt. Mr. Pratt was a very, and I say very dear friend, very dear friend. It wasn't anything that my father wouldn't do for Mr. Pratt. But my father was in search of growth all the time. So after so many years that went past, my father helped Mr. Pratt become trustee, as Mr. Pratt, you know, took by my father. He became the first black man ever elected to Proviso Township trustee, which he was over 13 villages.
Right.
As he grew, as my father grew, he was thirsty for other business ventures. Mr. Pratt was still used to being the small town guy who everybody knew just as the village trustee. He wasn't thirsty for other things. After so long, I never seen Mr. Pratt come around anymore. Mr. Pratt wasn't calling as much, and if he did call, my father talked to him briefly, and then he's off to something else. His friends became other big elitists out here in the world, and these are people who he calls his friends. Now, they're all retired, and, you know, everybody at the finish line waving with the flag. And what I got out of his thing was always search for better. So I was always looking for better. Unfortunately, so many people get complacent with their lifestyle. They're complacent with public aid. They're complacent with their boyfriend. They're complacent with the car that they drive. They're complacent with the job. They're complacent with just a little bit of money, the slave money that they're feeding them, and not saying, okay, well, I'm going to take $10 out of each check and put it to the savings account, and I'm not going to touch it. And matter of fact, I'm going to make it in a savings account where I can't touch it. I can't go to the ATM and draw money out of it, this, that, and the other. I have to actually go into the bank and to get this money. And if I do, you know, I can put some clauses on it. If I do, they got to ask me why I want this money, you know. So we don't have the mentality of trying to stop being a slave. And I think that's the first thing of trying to learn the knowledge of yourself and who you are, what pleasures you. I have a lady friend, which is actually my daughter's teacher. And I talked to her. Her and I were very close at one point in time. And we're still very close, but we're not as close as we were. As educated as she is, she's still a slave, and she doesn't realize why she's a slave.
See, I might really go ahead and let the cat out of the bag, baby, because that's the second part of the show.
Okay.
But go ahead.
She's a slave because she stops her own blessing. She blocks her own blessing. She doesn't know how to go out and live life and enjoy what God has given you already. She's in the ministry. She's talking to the people in the ministry. She's at the ministry every week. Every chance she can get, she's at this ministry. And she's ministering to these grown people. And don't get me wrong, yes, grown people need to be led to God too. But if you're not trying to find your way to God, I'm not really trying to lead you.
Right.
Well, God told me, gave me the spirit that told me to go out here to lead. Yeah, he told you to lead, but he also gave you the intuition of who to lead. Because everybody who wants to be, who you want to lead does not want to be led. You can't lead everybody to where you're at. I give you a prime example. As I was coming up in the construction game, I kept asking this one guy, man, show me this, show me that. The man told me, man, listen, I apologize, but I've already done that in my life. I'm already up here. You're trying to get up here. So what I suggest you to do is go to school, get you some books, learn what you can learn. Then when you get up here, then I help you push you along the rest of the way. Letting me know it wasn't, at the time, I could have took that as a disrespectful, you know, that uppity motherfucker gonna sit up here and tell me, I ain't there, you know, who up the bam. But the truth of the matter is, I didn't hate the truth. I didn't hate him either. I embraced the truth. The truth of the matter is, he is up there. I'm down here. I'm trying to get up there. But he don't have the time to turn back and keep trying to pull somebody up when he already up. He's trying to get somebody else to pull him up. So how are you going to try to keep pulling him up? I'm trying to get somewhere else.
So wait,
he may not be going in the same direction.
Okay,
ultimately, she never, she's reaching back for people who don't know how to reach for themselves. God helps those who help themselves. That's the basic premise of anything in this world. God helps those who help themselves. If you don't help yourself, God will never help you. Rule number one in this life. So if you're not trying to help yourself, then you will ultimately become a slave. You can become a slave to a system. And it's bad enough, we're already slaves. In so many ways, we're already enslaved to a system because we religiously have to pay the gas bill, the light bill, the tuition, our card notes. We're already slaves, and those don't put yourself in where you have a slave mentality where you don't want to grow. This is the whole point. You got to grow. So she is her own worst enemy because she is not enjoying life. She's not letting God guide her and saying, well, you know what? And my testimony is, you know as well as I know, when my van was gone and my van got towed, I didn't know how I was going to get around. I had a rental car for a whole month. Who pays cash money for a rental car for a whole month? That's $1,200. I ain't know what $1,200 gonna come from. And I'm telling you honest to God truth. I didn't know how I got this truck. Money came, boom. Here, let me go get this truck. All right, fine. I'm down the line. Okay, now you got a truck. I don't know how I'm gonna pay the note, but I pay this note every month, faithfully. I didn't know how I was gonna have some money in my pocket today. Somebody called me. I got a job for you. So when I'm downtown with one of my best friends and I'm smoking cigars and whatnot, and people turn around and say, well, man, you know, that's an $80 cigar you smoking. That's a $100 cigar you smoking. Yeah, and I'm enjoying life. I broke that cycle. I decided to say I want to enjoy life now. I don't want to be a slave anymore. I want to enjoy life. How do I get to this point? It was a process. It was not an overnight process, but it was a process. And as I and during this process of me getting where I wanted, I just wanted more. And I still want more.
Okay, so it sounds more like in order to get over the past, you will always be a slave into whatever it is until you free yourself from it and want to do more.
It's called the past for a reason. It's backed up. You can't change it. It's history now. You can't change history. This is already done. Written down in the book that I know it. Boom. Keep it moving. If you can't learn from your mistakes, that's where you have your problems.
Okay.
If you don't recognize that you even made a mistake, that's a real bigger problem, because so many people don't even know that they made a mistake.
Wow. Well,
do you know that you made a mistake?
Well, LV. So I guess to sum it up then, pretty much, it's a path for a reason. You got to let it go. If you know, if you learn from that mistake and move forward. It's not like it's going to kill you unless you kill yourself by holding on to it.
A lot of people kill themselves by holding on to it. They never grow. You're right about that.
Right.
A lot of people kill themselves because they hold on to so much. They harbor. You know, my child's mother harbored so much. And I was like, I apologize. I apologize for anything that I did wrong. But ain't nothing I can do about that right now. You still holding on to this and harboring this all in your heart for what? I'm over here now. You see me driving good cars. I can jump in a Porsche. I can jump in a truck. I can jump in any number of nice cars now. And you're still stuck on him. Why I ain't riding with him? Why I'm not doing this? I should receive this. You can receive anything you want if you put your hands on it. You put your mind to it and put faith in God. But so many people don't put faith in God, though. They know God. They hear his name. But they don't trust him. They don't see his works. They don't appreciate they don't appreciate just getting up in the morning. They don't appreciate just the fact that you breathe. They don't appreciate that you can see. Do you know if you take away a person's eyes how much you can't see? Talk to a blind person who could see at one point in time. Talk to a person who was able to walk. But now they're dependent on somebody pushing them around in a wheelchair.
You know what? We was talking about that, too, on a job, whereas the person that's already blind or was born blind is already free because they don't see what is going on around them. They can hear everything, but just to see what is going on and not to see it. If you don't see it, you can't really believe it or understand it. That's what most people do. But when you walk faith and not by sight, that's you going off of God. And if they was already born blind, they going off of everything that they going off is by faith.
Well, if you're going off of faith, okay, prime example, I'll give you an example. I could agree with you to a degree on that. But one sense that God takes away from you, he strengthens you in other senses. So, as we've seen in the movie Ray Charles was still able to see. And he could probably see even better than the person who had eyes. Because his other senses kicked in. Even stronger. So he could smell a lot better. Because we could see the food. We don't appreciate it that much. So we just give it a light sniff and be like, Well, here's a person who didn't have eyes. Could really smell all the aromas and the spices and everything that went into it. So a lot of times we're walking around visually where we can see, but we blind in the motherfucker. We can visibly see, but we still blind in the motherfucker because we do not see what God has really put down here. Have you ever just got up and one day I went to Kentucky? And I spent the weekend in Kentucky and appreciated when you wake up and see the blue grass of Kentucky. I heard it on the movies before, but I had never seen it. I've seen it on the movies before, but to wake up and to see the blue grass is actually blue when the sun hits it at the right. That's beautiful. But did you appreciate it? Yeah, God created that. So I can agree with you to a degree on that, but then the other side of me is saying, and you know, sometimes these people who are blind can see better than the people who got eyes. The person who's blind know not to go, know not to mess with, you know, a lot of times we don't see our own selves and our own curses that we put upon our own children too. I'm going to give you another example. I went to this girl's house, and I said something derogatory about, you know, I said, yeah, you know, he got all these goddamn fags running around here, watch them. And I said it. I wasn't trying to be derogatory, cut a son down or whatever, but a son came in the room. He was his own sister. And he was handicapped. That's a fucking double curse right there. He's handicapped and he's a sissy. How do you like men and you happy because you broke all up and you like men? You know, what did you do in your lifetime that transferred that curse down to your son? And what are you trying to change now? So you can either get that curse up off your son or get that curse off of you, because you might not be able to get that curse off your child.
Well, I tell you what.
Because now your child has embraced it.
We go elaborate on that a little bit then. All right? I'm going to take a commercial. I'm going to play this song. And then we're going to go into the next part of the show. All right?
All right.
All right, let's go.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
What's up? This your boy, Dennis Live. I got a question for you people. Are you tired of paying all that money on the monthly bills? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to westernworld1.com. That's www.westernworld1.com. And click on the Save Money program. We have a lot of products that you can save on, like gas bills, light bills, cell phone bills, security alarm systems, name brand satellite services. Then you got your global phones. I mean, we just got the whole deal, people, that you can just really save on. Log on, westernworld1.com. Or you can go to the Google Play Store and key search Western World 1. Space it out, Western, space, World, space, 1. And download the app. It's a free mobile app. Or you can go back to the website and get that too. It's free. All this stuff I'm giving you guys are free. There's nothing to go look it up. www.westernworld1.com. Click on Save Money Program and check out the products. I promise you, you would be amazed by some of the services that we do provide, that we are affiliated with. Other than that, that's what I'm here to do. Let me out.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
You know, just wait for it to load up, El Billa. You still up?
Yeah, I still have.
Yeah, man, I was just waiting on it to load up, man. Sometimes we have, you know, when the weather kind of breaks bad, man, when we have these type of difficulties, man. But we'll talk about this, man.
Okay.
This is why I came at you with this here, man. The second topic, dog. That's why I was like, man, so you kind of like, you went into fast forward on me a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So because the topic that we're about to talk about now, just let it load up a little bit, man. Listen to this. Are African Americans giving up on each other due to the ignorance?
Hold on. I need you to say this loud and clear. Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the second part of the show, people. If you want to call in, 347-838-9106. Now check this out. Are African Americans giving up on each other due to the ignorance and foolery that we see every day? Is it less motivating? Now, you pretty much summed it up on some things that you was elaborating on. You know, said, you know, like, perfect example. When I say giving up on each other, is it because of, you know, saying, what we see day to day? Is it because of what we see on TV? Is it because of who we see walking down the street? Is it because of the internet? You know what I'm saying? But what I'm starting to see is there's a lot of ignorance that's going on. And before we even start talking about this topic, I want to play this song, man. And then we're going to come back to the round table. We're just going to go all out and hit it out, all right?
All right.
I want you to check out this song, boy. It's by Kanye West, man. It's called New Slaves. Let's go.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them. That don't touch anything in the stove. That is rich, nigga, race them. That come in piece by mo. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. You can only be niggas. Spinning anything on Alexander Wang, new slave. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know it be a new slave. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slave. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me. Want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation. Y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to ride the fuck out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts to me. You know that niggas can't read, don't want some Maybach keys. Fuck it, say lock B. I know that we the new slave. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with yay. Y'all niggas can't fuck with yay. I moved my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporter so I can smash that reporter. Say that computer's with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try to lock niggas up. They try to make a new slave. See, that they're probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons, bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse, and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up. I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or
just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch.
Alright, people, we back in the building, man. We back in the building. LB.
Yeah.
We back, man. Let me just give out the subject of it today, man. Today's topic, man, this is the second half, man. And what we're going to do is, man, we're talking about this here. Are African Americans giving up on each other? Do you think it's due to the ignorance and foolery that we see every day? Is it less motivating? If so, why? You know what I'm saying? Call in. Let's talk about it. 347-838-9106. LB, I know you was talking about something when you broke it down, too. You know, man, it's just the fact that what's going on, man. That Kanye West song, man, I'm going to get a better soundtrack to it that I'm going to be playing periodically, man, because he said that we got a new slave. You know what I'm saying? And if you think about it too, man, LL Cool J just did something with a country singer. And so they was talking about, you know, the controversy within that. And LL Cool J was saying something to the nature of, he said, well, you know, you can't, he said, I want my child to walk down the street and not walk down the street just off of my name. I want him to be able to walk down the street, period. Don't judge his clothes because he got his pants sagging or, you know, he got some clothes or a certain way, and, you know, a Caucasian or a white person might see the child, and then they tell him, okay, well, man, he could be a raper, or he could be a perp snatcher. He could be either one. And also, too, the last one is this here, too. He said the young kids here, man, wearing a, you know, you wear the scars on your head. You know how Tupac, you wearing that? And then also, right. They used to wear ancient mama scars on their head. And they could be a Confederate flag. And you walk past somebody that was, you know, the older people, as I say to speak. You know, they look at it like, that's the great. Like, why would you even wear the Confederate flag? And some of us black people don't even know our history to even know about a Confederate flag. But go ahead.
Okay, first and foremost, let me clear this up. Where Kanye West was incorrect, that we are not the new slaves. We were forever the slaves. The reason why I say we were forever the slaves is because once we were brought over here and stripped of our land, our culture, and everything, we continuously perpetuate being in slavery. Thirteenth Amendment. As soon as you get incarcerated, you are legally a slave, no matter how we try to flip the script. You are legally a slave, and it says it.
That's right.
So at the end of it all, this right itself, did the white man put you in that position? No. Did you choose it?
Yes.
Did he put traps out here for you? Yes, he did. But did you choose to step into the trap? Yes. Why?
At the end of the day, you chose a certain route. Our culture really doesn't understand what my mother and father and their mother, my mother, my grandmother and grandfathers have done, and their parents before then, what they have done and paved the way. First and foremost, they have put their lives on the line to have what we have today. And for a young man to walk down the street with his ass showing, it's just like, for what? Are you serious? What? You want your booty cheek to show? I don't get that. What is the part? Is that, you know, that's what they call swag? I don't want to have swag. I might as well be a nerd. Call me a nerd. I'm comfortable with that.
I also got a case for that too, man. Why they sagging,
you know,
their pants?
You know, they want to say it's a jail thing, and they want to put all different types of things. You know, but the truth of the matter is this: you shouldn't do it. I don't care if you want to be a fag or you call yourself, and that's a cool thing too. I don't want my booty showing. Period. I don't want to be showing on the beach, and that's supposed to get in the water. I don't want my booty showing that much. Matter of fact, I stared myself recently my body is not terrible. It ain't the best to fit when I was in my early 30s, but it ain't tore up or beat up now. But I don't wear a t-shirt getting in the water. I wear a t-shirt right now getting in the water. So at the end of it all, my thing is this. Am I disappointed in my culture? Yes. Seen a young man the other day. Yesterday, to be exact. I'm going to a job site. He's standing up here right back, as plain as day, rolling up the weed. I said, man, big dog, you ain't afraid of the police? And I really rolled the window down and asked him this. You not afraid of the police? Man, I don't give a damn about no police. So when you locked up, then you crying the blues about the white man. You know what not to do. But you just want to be defiant for what? So you think you're the big man because you went to jail? Show me a man who didn't go to jail. That's who I want to idolize. I want to idolize a man who don't want to go to jail.
Hey, you know what's crazy
about that? What?
You know what's crazy about that situation, man, is that when it's being distorted in rap music. Now you get in neo soul music, now, you know what I'm saying, or even just that you see on TV that this is what is so freely now that they could do this type of foolery, or what say to speak. And I do a hip hop show on Fridays, you know what I'm saying, So it's not like I'm contradicting myself, because the same as if rap music can influence a person to do negative stuff, rap music can also influence a person to be positive too as well. So, you know, so that's what KRS-One said. But my whole point is, man, is where it's less motivating to me is I feel like when you try to just talk to another African-American person and just talk to them just on some pure knowledge, it's like they don't want to hear you. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't talking about money, they don't want to hear about it. You know what I'm saying? Just bottom line. The way the poverty is, if I'm saying that word correctly, the way that it's going down, the economy. Now, you got to think about it like this. Even with economy, dude, we are so creative. I don't understand. When the economy went bad, it didn't really affect us because we knew how to survive whether a person liked it or not. We still were survivors. They find everything in their power to treat us as slaves. And I'm not even just going to say Caucasian people. I'm just going to say period, in general, people in general, man, that's in a little higher Like how you said earlier in today's show, you said that a guy was so far up, he didn't even want to reach down to try to help you out. But people do make it out, and they go, they get mad because that person's not reaching back for that person. But when that person get out, that person that got out is looking at it like, man, if I got out of this, Joe, I know you'd get out of it because I came out of a way worse situation than you did. And all you have to do is just a couple of things to get you out. But instead of looking at it that way as well, why you don't look at it as, man, you know what? Since I made it out, I'm not going to be able to, you know, I can't give Brother LB, you know what I'm saying, the lifestyle that I'm living now. But maybe I can help him out with a couple of $100 to get him or to get her, you know what I'm saying, started or established. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that, I don't believe it that it's, you're crippling a person if you help a person. You know what I'm saying? I only believe that, wait, before you finish, I only believe that you crippling a person if a person that you know that don't want to be helped, and you still helping them anyway. You see what I'm saying? If you lazy, why am I still helping you when I know you're a lazy person? You deserve everything that you get. Go ahead, though.
Okay. I do understand what you're saying, where I'm coming from there. But then there's two sides to that story. You know, I don't have a whole lot, but I have what I have because I made it work. Am I striving for more? Yes. Am I tapping into the right people in order for me to have more? Yes. I'm not asking them to give me anything. I'm taking what belongs to me. Why am I saying I'm using the word taking? I'm using the word taking because of the simple reason why. When that opportunity arrives for me to jump in the position that I'm in, I'm going to take that opportunity. A lot of times we do not realize our opportunities on certain things. We turn around and we expect somebody. It's like the man standing out there on the corner with the sign saying, "Can you please help me? Can you please help me? Can you please help me?" Where did you miss your opportunity? Did you offer anything before you asked me for anything? You want me to give to you before you gave to me. And you didn't realize that at the end of this thing, you have to give in order to receive. You have to give in order for you to receive. So where are you going wrong at? Begging. Ain't nobody going to give you anything in this world. You have to give in order to receive. Am I upset at Lil Wayne and them? Yes, I'm very much so upset. Very much so. Because you're in a position to affect change. And you have not affected change since you have touched that microphone. People looked at Tupac. They idolized Tupac. Tupac had a mental problem. Let me just tell you what it is. Tupac had a mental problem. Was he talented? Yes. Did he let his talent go to squander and waste? Yes. Why? Because one minute you want to be a thug, next minute you want to rap about your mama and how good she was, this, that, and the other. Choose what side of the aisle you're going to be on. I ain't never seen a true killer in church. Just out here just killing. Just, I'm going to kill my head now. When I walk up out of the church, I'm going to bust Deacon Malone in the back of that head because he got money. But I'm in church.
Right.
Now, all I'm still doing wrong.
Well, there are some people that does do them type of thing, man, when it comes down to the church. But I see where you go.
But see, understand this, and this is something that was taught to me a long time ago. They're in the church, and they think they're getting their blessings from God, but truly they're getting their blessings from the devil. I'm just going to be 100 with it. They're not getting their blessings from God. God don't bless. Nothing good comes from anything bad. God doesn't bless people like that. There's not a perfect person on the face of this earth, but as long as you strive to be better, that's the difference. When you recognize that you're doing wrong and you're trying to change those wrongs, that's the difference. I'm out here rapping about me, you know, I'm on codeine, I'm on methadone, I'm on this, that, and the other, I done put Xanax in this dick, in this bitch drink, I got her on him, on this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. If she ain't fucking in the first day, we, you know, I'm going on the wall. Come on now. But you got a daughter. And you got a mama. You got a daughter and you got a mama. You want your daughter to be like that? What picture are you really painting? And who is driving that ship? Because that's not God.
Cool.
God's not driving that ship.
Well, it's kind of cool that you did get on females too, man. A lot of the people right now, a lot of Africans, African American people are blaming women, the mothers, for some of this foolery too. They trying to say that the women are the ones that can change a man and break a man down. You know, why not change that to lift them up, in a sense? And to come off of that is, I feel like this, man. If you're in an environment that you can't get yourself lifted, then you got to figure out a way to get out of that environment. If you're in a small box, whatever it is, okay, how you do it? You know, the person that might be with you or whatever is around you might not see the progression, but if you can see just a little bit of that progression, keep tackling on that progression to turn to preservation, so that way you can get out of that element or get out of that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to being enslaved, I think enslaved is something that's being captive in your own mindset, in your own mind, to where you got to figure out how to get out of it in your own way. Now, where it's... Go ahead.
And you're very much so right, because at the end of the day, when you ask me that question, how does a person get out from being trapped? You know, I can't, it was a hard question to answer, because I don't know how another person can get out of their traps. I just knew how I got out of mine. You know, I just knew what I was looking for. Do you know what you're looking for? So at the end of the day, are you honest with yourself? You know, I'm not good at doing this, but I'm good at doing this. God gave everybody on this face of this earth, God gave everybody a gift. Do you know what your gift is to give back to the world? One person may be an open heart surgeon. Another person may be an electrician. Another person may be a plumber. What is your gift?
Well,
what is your gift?
I think. Go ahead. I was going to answer that too. Go ahead.
So, at the end of the day, you are in your own. A lot of times you get in your own way. So that's what I look at. A lot of times you get in your own way. You don't see you're on your worst enemy, you know. Another thing you have to look at as yes, there are two cultures. It is the black culture who is striving to have more, and it is the ones who's turning around still wallowing in their own self-pity. So we have the haves and the have-nots. And then you have the ones who are just, hey, you know what, I trust God is going to guide me in the right direction. I'm going to go do this, I'm going to do that, blah, just skippy, woo-woo. You know, it's nothing more, it's not anything more or anything less than. You know, so the truth of the matter is, on buffoonery, I turn my back on. Watching Love and Hip Hop, and I say this, it's my guilty pleasure. I got to get home to watch my Love and Hip Hop. But do I live that lifestyle? No. Do I inspire to do those type of stupid things? No. Because how is it that you have money? How is it that you have money and you still doing stupid ass shit? Explain this to me.
I think what it
how
is
it that you have money and you still doing stupid shit?
I think what it is with them, man, is more so that some of them cats that got on them shows now, man. Well, with the first season or whatever it was, they didn't have no money. Stevie J was a dude that was walking. You see what I'm saying? His baby mom was supposed to have a successful housekeeping, cleaning service, or whatever the case may be. I just look at the whole thing. I know it's rigged, you know what I'm saying, in a certain degree. But my point is saying...
Now, the producer who produced the thing is black. The lady who produced the whole... She's black. So you produced this thing to exploit your... For you, so financially,
right,
you are able to do better for yourself and your family, but you're exploiting other blacks and putting,
right.
You know, every nationality has dirty laundry. There's not a perfect person on the face of this earth, but you're exploiting us at what cost? And do you see the grave effect that it's having on young men and women who are watching this, who are 15, 14, 13, 12 years old, watching these programs saying, this is how I'm supposed to act. If somebody disrespects me, I'm supposed to go off. If somebody says this, I'm supposed to go off. I'm supposed to go around here and gossip. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to fight. I'm supposed to dress this way. I'm supposed to have multiple homes, and I understand that, hey, listen, I don't know what to choose. I got a child's mother who gets up, goes to work decent, and yet and still, I still want to go out here, and I want to have a tramp for a girlfriend. But this is cool. This is what is looked at and idolized. But the woman who does it is black. So at some point in time, I got to sit back and choose, do I want to be even, as I am financially challenged now, in the circumstances that I'm in now, I'm financially challenged. That's my new word, financially challenged. I ain't never broke. I'm financially challenged. I'm financially challenged now. So, if I'm financially challenged, and she offered me $1 million contract to get on there, I'd have to turn her down. You know why I would turn her down? Because I know the grave effect of what you want me to do. I will not be able to fulfill those obligations, because I can only be positive. I can't be negative. And you want me to act a negative fool. You want me to be a flip-flop fool. This is not Jerry Springer. But that's one thing I learned about Jerry. Jerry showed that white folks is out there act just as ignorant as black.
Absolutely, dog. You know what's so crazy, brother, is that I was watching this movie, man, that Leonardo DiCaprio movie. What's his name? Bigsby, whatever it was. I was watching that dude, and the man did everything in his power, to not be broke again. Meaning that he was scraping and he was doing whatever. It went to the point to where he said that he didn't believe in his family no more, to where he just, whatever God told him to do, that's what he did. Whatever he felt that God, he felt it deep down truly in his heart that he is God's son. You know what I'm saying? And he just kept striving and kept striving and kept striving. Now, my point in making this is everybody go to church. Everybody go to church. If they ain't never been to church, they have some kind of church and they family members, right? Now, but majority of the black community, what we do, we go to church, right? Or we got the word, or some kind of scripture that somebody's familiar with, or whatever. When you're in church, man, you're supposed to get that fulfillment to say, yeah, that God is your father. This is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to walk. This is how you're supposed to talk. This is how you're supposed to shake. This is how you bake. But then you got that repent button where you can repent on things. My point in making this is the ignorance and the foolery that we see on a day-to-day basis. Why are these people doing it? You know what I'm saying? You stated that stuff that they probably see on TV, or stuff that they try to do, or stuff that's on the radio, whatever. But my whole point of this is, where is the godly consciousness going to come out? Like, where is it going? When is it going to break? What is it going to show that person that, you know, dude, what you're doing is not right? You see what I'm saying? And then where the ignorance come from is, most of us know what is not right, but still want to do it. You know what I'm saying? And where I get less motivated is, if I know that you ignorant, or I know that you want some foolery, what is there to talk about? How can I talk to you and tell you that it's a better world when a lot of people's in that show me state? Now, if I pulled out in a Bentley or the Benz or the Beamer or something like that and roll up and say, hey, man, y'all need to go to school and get this and y'all can do this and do all that, they might listen to you because they see what you got. But if you just walking down the street saying, hey, man, y'all need to go to school, quit playing and doing all this stuff, whatever, they're going to look at you like, man, what you got that I ain't got? When is it going to stop? When are we going to just come together? And I'm going to speak for the Latinos, too. Latinos are in the same predicament, dog.
I'm gonna give you something better, and I'm going to tell you this, and I mean this to the day I die. The worst thing we ever did was get segregated. We should have integrated, I mean. We should have stayed segregated. That was the worst thing we ever did. And I mean that to this day. The worst thing that ever happened to us was integration. We should have stayed segregated. Financially, we were better off. Morally, we were better off. Spiritually, we were better off. Physically, we were better off. We ate healthy. Families stayed together. Of course, did they have infidelities and this, that, and the other? Yeah. Integration killed us. And trust me and believe me when I tell you that, did the white man know this? Yes, he did. That's why he integrated. It killed us. It killed us. And to this day, this is what I truly believe, that that's what killed us. It was not anything else. That's what killed us.
Okay, all right, well, let me play this then real quick, man, and then we're going to come back and we're going to get back to the round table, man. Well, people, if you want to call in, man, see a lot of calls. I recognize y'all. What's going on? The number here is 347-838-9106. Today, man, we on the second part of the topic. First topic of the show, we was talking about are you still in love with your ex? You know what I'm saying? If why? Basically, it was just pain over pleasure. What fulfilled the memories of all that stuff? Now we on the second part of the show where we're talking about African Americans giving up on each other,
Maya,
due to the ignorance and foolery that we see every day. If so, you know, saying that's motivating. So I'm gonna play this clip, man, and then we're gonna go into, you know, say back into what we need to go into, man.
That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you. You know how hard it is. Don't doubt. Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fits. We don't be knowing the pain we cause. This white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, this. I'm just in this white man's world. This song, yeah. Of all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls for silence. Inside this cage with it captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was,
are developing epidemic levels of the effeminization of young black males. Well, I say the pants hagging it, sagging down, is just a subconscious invitation for homosexuality. You see, it's revealing the buttocks. See, so the pants are getting lower and lower and lower. The next step is to step out of the pants altogether. And so you step out of the pants, you're going to put on a dress. The black men are destroyed. Then the black people are gone. And we have the state of genocide.
Wow. Wow.
talking about, man. So we'll go ahead, man. We'll play a quick song and we'll come back and give our little solution. Let's go.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine that's a shorty, maybe five, maybe four. Ride around with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, they misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, they misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTernworld1.com.
We are developing epidemic levels of the effeminization of young black males. Well, I say the pants hanging it, sagging down, is just a subconscious invitation for homosexuality. You see, it's revealing the buttocks. See, so the pants are getting lower and lower and lower. The next step is to step out of the pants altogether. And so you step out of the pants, you're going to put on a dress. The black men are destroyed. Then the black people are gone, and we have the state of genocide.
Hi, man. We back in the building. LB, you there?
Yes.
How you feel about that?
Yeah. I think. I don't think. I think she's right to a degree. I think genocide to our culture is being bombarded in every different direction. Huh? Pardon?
So I'll listen to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're being bombarded from every direction when it comes to genocide as our culture. You know, and I think the Bible says our people will perish for lack of knowledge. And the truth of the matter is, we're very ignorant. We're very ignorant to a whole lot of things that is going on around us. One thing, one of your guys used to say on a thing, we don't have enough culture, we lack culture, so on and so forth. I very much so agree with him to a degree as far as that. Our culture has been eroded so many different directions. It's hard for us to find out who we really are, but at some point in time, you have to pick yourself up and start from somewhere and say, "Hey, what is decent? Let's just be decent to each other. You don't have to do these things that you're doing out here. You don't have to perpetuate the cycle of what you know what you feel is cool, you know. Lil Wayne went to jail. When Lil Wayne went to jail for a pistol, you know, he had money. That's the only reason why he's out free. How many people are going to jail because they wanted to portray to be Lil Wayne and they're still in jail because Lil Wayne got money. He don't have a damn dime, you know, and he's a dope head. Let's just call it for what it is. Lil Wayne is a dope fiend. The only reason why he's still rapping is because they've forgiven him more drugs than propping his ass up on that stage and say, come on, keep on pumping out some more money. That's what you want. That's what your life results has boiled down to, having a bunch of kids, sleeping with as many women as possible, never happy, never finding peace. If that's the lifestyle that you want to lead, then by all means do it. But I'm here to tell you, I don't have as much money as Lil Wayne. I don't have a choice of cars to go through, anything, but I have one thing. I have a peace of mind. I'm not worried about a bill. Anything. You was with a meeting. We were in a meeting together, and I said, the last thing I'm worried about is some money. I know where I can get some money from. So I'm not worried about money. That's the truth of the matter. So, you know, she does have a point to a degree. It is genocide. It is genocide. Now, I don't think the pants of the, you know, that the man is going to actually step out of his pants and wear a dress. I don't think that. I think that's just a little bit far-fetched, you know, but she's not far off as far as the character of that person and of how they're wearing their clothes. She's not far off on that one. Oh, she real close on that one right there. Because at the end of the day, you have to sit back and you have to look at the whole picture of what we are doing and what we call is cool. I was locked up. This was about 10 years ago. And I used to run with the Diddy's. And when I went to the county, I never, I never wanted to be in a circumstance where I just always had to, you know, I just wanted to be belong. I wanted to belong. So when I went to the county, I turned around and I told them I was a neutron. But as I spoke to the GDs and the vice lords that were locked up in there, he was like, this dude is a GD. So he asked me, he said, are you really a GD? And I told him, I said, yeah, I'm a GD. And he was like, oh, okay. He was like, well, why you didn't say that you were? I said, first and foremost, I'm not going to be a part of any organization which y'all are trying to form up in here, and you're not really organized. That puts me in a bad position because I'm coming here to do a little time for some traffic. I'm not in here for no hard time. So I'm not going to put myself in a position that I can't fulfill these obligations that y'all are asking. So as our time went on, he got up there and he told me this. And he was telling the young guys this. Now get this part of the story. He said, you know, in high school, everybody wanted to be like us. We was the cool dudes. Everybody wanted to be like the cool dudes. Nobody wanted to be with the nerds. But look at us now. Look where we at right now. We locked up. All the nerds, they free. They can go out and pick any woman they want. Because at the end of the day, a decent woman, not any woman, a decent woman wants to have a decent man. That trying to walk around with your pants hanging down off your ass, you will never land a decent woman. You will never get a Beyonce to look at you. Right. You will never get someone like a Rihanna or Ashanti. You will never get a woman of that class or caliber to even think about being with you because at the end of the day, you don't even exude enough class for yourself.
Wow.
Class is a state of mind. Don't get me wrong. Class is a state of mind. But you must look like something in order to get something.
Man, dude, you made a lot of sense, brother. I got to get that to you, man. I'm going to take a quick call. We got about
about a good 12, 13 more minutes left. So if you want to call in, 347-838-9106, I'm going to take this call. I think this is. Hey, Carly, you on the line? How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on? All right. How you doing?
I'm okay. They talking about some people wearing pants off their butt. They won't get no woman. Shut up. I know a sag in my baby just told me. Dwayne got all the women. He ain't been wearing no pants on his butt in a long time. And now they going around here, shut up. And now they going around here talking about the cup. People looking for the cough syrup too. Tattoos, everything. Them girls out there now. Them girls out there, they love that mess with them pants off their butt. But one thing I don't understand, why they do it is stand on the corner and knowing the police is going to lock their tails up too.
Well, to answer that question for you real quick, first and foremost, I think I made a distinction between a decent woman and just any old type of woman who's out there trying to chase a dollar. It's a difference. See, Lil Wayne can do it because at the end of the day, a woman will lay up with Lil Wayne because they know they got a check coming in at the end of the day, at the end of this Lil Wayne thing. So, what is the purpose? My purpose is to get what, if I was a sissy, I would sleep with Lil Wayne because I got a check coming in and I know that he's going to constantly feed this habit. So what am I chasing? I'm not chasing the dollar. I'm chasing the man with the dollar. I'm not chasing the dollar. It's a difference because if she had any decency about herself, she would be chasing the dollar and sending the man with the dollar. It's obviously, you could be a whore in different classes. Trust me and believe me. You can look like something but still be a whore. A whore is a whore. I don't care how you want to flip the script.
Right.
So, Lil Wayne, yes, he has a lot of women, and a lot of women want to be around Lil Wayne, but they only want to be around him is because of his money. The truth of the matter is, if Lil Wayne did not have that money, they would not want to be with Lil Wayne with his pants hanging down. Truth of the matter. This is him.
I said
a decent woman. Beyonce did not marry Jay-Z because his pants was hanging down. Beyonce married Jay-Z because he was business oriented. He could put on a suit and tie. He knows how to conduct himself around corporate America. That's the reason why Beyonce is with Jay-Z. She's not with him because of he was a thug and Jay-Z never had his pants ever hanging off his ass either. Let's be clear about these things here. I grew up in a well-to-do environment. I am still a black man that do not have the thugs, real thugs. And I never had my pants hanging off my ass. It just was not classy enough for me. I was above that. Set yourself apart.
Well, you know, they
stop getting tattooed. Stop getting tattooed. Stop following being a part of the norm. You want to be different? Don't get a tattoo. That's my new theme for today. You want to be different? You want to stand out? Don't get a tattoo. Because tattoo is finally, you're becoming a slave just like everything else. Now you're marking yourself. You're a branded beast right now.
Okay.
And that's how the white man looks at you.
Well, go ahead and let her, go ahead. You can say something. Let her speak real quick. We got about 2 minutes.
No, they said that the men that in the prison now, the men that wear them pants down identify themselves as being gay. Did you hear that too?
Absolutely.
Yes, I heard that. But there's men who walk around in their prison who don't have their pants hanging down, and they still identify themselves as being gay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, let's cut to the chase. Either you're gay or you're not. Gay is not the problem. Being gay is not the problem because there's been gay and lesbians ever since this earth has been formed, first and foremost. So listen, we want to be researching history about things. You know, gay and lesbians been here ever since ever here on this earth. What it became taboo was back there in the 50s and 60s because we had a bigger cause to fight for. And the cause that we were fighting for was equal rights. So being a sissy, we got put on the back burner because at the end of the day, we are men and we're trying to fight for a man's cause.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. We could talk about that. Now, if you look at this, let's say you grab a pair of jeans, right, that you had like 10, 20 years ago, and if you could still fit them, try them on, versus the jeans that they have on today, because they designed the jeans to sag up off you right now, period. You know, I even have jeans that I wear that I got to put on a belt, and I'm like, I know I fit the weight. You know what I'm saying? And I know I got to put on a belt to keep the just the upper area part. Because it'll sag down on you, and that's why they have it to where it's to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, with these kids, it just, man, I can see you just outrageous. Like, I can see if, you know, you got your underwear showing a little bit, but, I mean, they got, like, the half of the bottom of their booty hole showing of their drawers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous when you see a man walking down the street, he's holding the pants. He's holding the pants and walking at the same time.
Forty and 50 years old walking down the street looking like that too. And everybody think that's some fashion there. It's ridiculous to see black people just put on any damn thing and just think it's fashion. It's ridiculous that, you know, I mean, I don't understand why, you know, the you talking about pants. What about these thongs these girls out here wearing up on the mini skirts and stuff? I mean, and these the mini skirts, the wind blowing both of their booty cheeks hanging out. It's just ridiculous how people are just dressed.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I got the problem with the guys.
You got a problem with that, son.
Well, you know, I understand where she's coming from.
I understand
where she's coming from. But you have to understand is this. If your mother's never taught you respect, how are you gonna learn respect? If your mother or your father never taught you respect, you never learn respect. So at the end of the day, you're a product of your own environment. If your mother cussed and hollered at you all the time, what are you going to do to your children? You're going to cuss and holler all the time. If your mother was always in the street, your daughter's going to be in the street. So you only know what you've been taught. And this comes well before the child even comes out of the womb. This is what comes out.
You can't fault the household all the time because kids, you know, some of our children can hang with the wrong group too. And when they, I mean, you can have set rules in your household. And then you turn around, you have to understand our children communicate with other children, too, where they don't have set rules in other people, in other households. But, of course, the curiosity of these fashion, the clothes and stuff like that, they want them because of the fact that they see others wearing and they see it as a fashion. Of course, just like when I was coming up, I wanted my tank top and my stack heel shoes because that was the fashion then. I'm seeing it on Soul Train. Oh, I want my hair to be, I didn't want no more press and curl. I want my hair to be natural. And I wanted to, and I wanted my stack heel shoes. And see, but then, back then, you had to go work and stuff and get those things. So, I mean, kids going to do what they're going to do. That's what they call the corporate America today. Because you got to, you know, look at people how they work today. Earrings and their lips and nose and eyes and they breasts all stuck out. And who cares how you running around there with your pants all down in the shopping malls.
Let me ask you a question now. When was the last time you read the Bible? I mean, really read the Bible.
My last time I read the Bible was last night, and I always read the Bible.
Okay, so you're one out of how many? And I'm not talking about just skim through the Bible either. I'm talking about actually read the Bible.
I read for understanding and a guiding.
Okay.
I don't read just for, you know, just for the Spirit and the Holy Spirit.
Say that one more time. I need everybody to hear that. What do you read for?
I read for understanding and the guiding. My Bible talks to me. That's
okay.
So you know that you're getting an understanding with the Lord because it speaks to
you. So now if you read the Bible for understanding, and this is not against you. This is I'm on your side. Understand this.
I'm agreeing with you. If you read the Bible, then you also will know the defiling of the body is a no-no in the Bible, correct?
Exactly.
So, tattoos, piercing, all of that is defiling of the body. But if the average person who says they know God but doesn't read the Bible, you'll always do what you want to do. Why? Because you never read upon it. You may hear a Bible verse here and there.
I'm 52 years old. The only two holes that I have in my ears are the ones that they put in my ears when I was 3 years old. I don't have tattoos. I don't mutilate my body like that. And, you know, and it's sad. I don't have what they call it nowadays, these women, what they call that stuff in the back, tramp marks. They put the men in the back. You know, I mean, it don't take all that. You know, I mean, in my
day. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. Go ahead.
Let me say something. Well, do you understand that back in the days, women had to cover themselves, like he said. Women had to cover themselves because when Eve has done enough to destroy the world of the women, with the snakes.
It's either this
stuff.
Or
the...
What? You know what? Before you finish that, we only got about 2 minutes, so I just want to say, what is your solution to... the black community. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, you know what? My thing is this. Like I stated here earlier, the parents need to get their act together. There needs to be more black discipline, and the younger generation needs to listen to the older generation and understand the education of being respectful. Like God said in the Bible, like he said, we as older women supposed to respect the younger women. And nowadays, like he said, they all running all wild out there. Thinking they young again, it's hard to really, you know, when you're looking at you being at their level, you're not even understanding the point of respecting and trying to guide them to do anything better. So they don't know no better. They don't know no better than how they're going to be guided better.
Okay. Now, knowing better is to do better. Now, LB, you got about 15 seconds. What is your solution?
My solution is education as it starts with the child. The first thing that it starts with. Like we can't concentrate on these adults anymore. You got to start teaching these children the right way to live. You know the difference between right and wrong already. You know that these things that you're doing is wrong, but you want to do all these things and all in order to say that you're cool. You have to change your mind process, but it's not going to happen. And I'm going to just be honest with you. It's not going to happen. We're not going to see it. Our children's children is not going to see it. We're going to have to fall all the way back down to slavery before we actually come back into a full circle again. And that's just to be honest with you. It's not, you know, trying to down our people or anything, but we're too ignorant to even know now. Everything that we fought and died, that our parents fought and died for, is being eroded because of our wants, for what we want, not what we need, for what we want. We're not going to see it. This talk show is a very good thing, and I want to see more people, you know, get in tune and understand and get involved and stuff like that. But at some point in time, like when you said, I don't see a problem with that, sometimes you got to break everything down to the bare essence of absolutely nothing in order to get somewhere else. Because you got to go from nothing to get somewhere to have something.
Hey, man, you know what? Thank y'all for coming on the show, man. We're right back here next week, Saturday. Actually, Wednesday, 7:30 Central Standard Time, p.m. Then we're right back Friday. Central Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. There, Saturday. We're right back at it. All right, man. Thank y'all for coming on the show, man. We're right back at it next week. Let's go.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldWide.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldWide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldWide.com.